not that he particularly tried. Strategists of both parties believe the campaign was winnable for the incumbent if he had embraced a more traditional strategy and style, something his entire presidency had shown him to be uninterested in doing. Discarding the advice of the political professionals, Trump insisted on rerunning the 2016 election, down to the leaked emails and anti-establishment rhetoric. He made little alteration to his bull in a china shop attitude, even though the hellscape he raged against was now one that unfolded on his watch. COVID certainly didn't help, but this election was about the president's performance over the last 4 years, not just the last 9 months, says Brendan Buck, a former top advisor to the GOP ex-House Speaker Paul Ryan. It was 4 years of bumbling his way through every issue, alienating everyone who didn't agree with him, and never being able to use the tools he had for any particular good. As Trump careened from one outrage to another, Biden limited his campaign to theatrically cautious appearances, masked speeches to small distance groups, drive-in rallies where attendees sat in their cars. The longtime Paul, known for his garrulousness and gaffes, stuck unerringly to the script. Many lines in his final TV ads were identical to what he said when he launched his campaign a year and a half before. Unusually, for a general election candidate, Biden actually saw his standing with the public improve over the course of the campaign. Only about 10% of the ads aired by Biden's campaign and allies were attacks on Trump, according to the Wesleyan Media Project. His campaign believed that his themes of unity, compassion, and expertise were an implicit rebuke to the incumbent. The message has been incredibly consistent, an implicit contrast between Trump's character flaws and their consequences for real people, says Democratic strategist Jesse Ferguson, a veteran of Hillary Clinton's 2016 campaign. Trump is self-absorbed and chaotic. Biden is the opposite. In it for others, stable, the antidote to everything Trump represents. But Democrats now wonder if Biden, like Clinton before him, put too much emphasis on character and not enough on kitchen table issues, and whether his decision not to campaign more in person was a missed opportunity.